Democrats in the House of Representatives say the Bush administration should attempt to stay within the spirit of the 1994 agreed framework accord with North Korea in any talks with Pyongyang. The difficult North Korea situation, as well as the possibility of U.S.-led military action against Iraq, were two foreign policy issues discussed at length on Capitol Hill Thursday. In the morning, House lawmakers received a classified briefing on Iraq by officials from the State Department, Department of Defense, and CIA. But North Korea was also prominent in talks among members of the Democratic caucus. The House Democratic leadership emerged from a discussion on a range of national security issues to brief reporters. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says defusing the North Korean situation will require, in her words, a reiteration of the spirit behind the framework agreement with Pyongyang.
The countries in the region want us to do is to engage in dialogue so that we can avoid war. And we have some tools available to us that we should use. And as I say, the spirit behind Cato is one of them.
Agreeing with Mrs. Pelosi was Missouri Democrat Ike Skelton. In his words, this is not a time to back away from dialogue and diplomacy. However, Mr. Skelton, a senior member of the House Armed Services Committee, had this to say when asked how capable U.S. military forces are in dealing with possible multiple world trouble spots.
We never doubt that they can do, whether it be one or two, contingencies at any one time. There will be strains, yes, on airlift, sea lift, and the like, but never doubt their capability.
The comments came amid reports that a former House lawmaker, Bill Richardson, is expected to meet North Korea's United Nations ambassador. Now governor of New Mexico, Mr. Richardson gained a reputation as a diplomatic troubleshooter on North Korea and other world problem spots. House Democrats, meanwhile, fired off a few more blasts at Republicans and at the Bush administration on national security. The head of the House Democratic caucus, Robert Menendez.
We still continue to call upon the president, who has yet to deliver $1, federal dollar, to states and municipalities across the landscape of this country for first responders, for police, firefighter, emergency management, the hospitals.
The White House rejects charges it is not paying enough attention to domestic security concerns, but Democrats are increasingly using the question of preparedness for possible future terror attacks as a political issue. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.